एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
Welcome to Health Charcha, issued in public interest by Medtronic. I'm Deepti Ahuja, podcast producer at HT Smartcast and your podcast host and dost. In this show, we will discuss all of the burning health-related questions you, my dear listener, might have in mind. So, let's begin. Every 8th of June since 2000, the world has observed the Brain Tumor Day. This day was first observed by the German Brain Tumor Association, but what bearings does it have on Indians? Isn't that one of those questions that pop up in our minds when we are introduced to such worldly contexts? Well, allow me to answer that question. The incidence and prevalence of brain tumor in India is growing rapidly. The incidence of central nervous system or the CNS tumors in India ranges from 5 to 10 per 100,000 people, with an increasing trend. According to a study on childhood cancer, brain tumors are the most common in girls. It's even in both sexes, in adults, although there are some variations among states. Okay, now that we understand the gravity of the situation, in this episode, we have with us Dr. Sudhir Dubey, who is Director and Head of Minimally Invasive Neurosurgery at Medanta Medicity Hospital, Gurgaon. He will help us understand what we can do next if we or our loved ones are diagnosed with brain tumor. Hi, Dr. Dubey. How are you? Welcome to Health Charcha.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So, doctor, it's actually quite disturbing to know that brain tumor is on an upward trend in India. Are there things, situations or environments that increase the risk factor of getting a brain tumor?
Madam, the brain tumors are increasing in incidence. There are three reasons for that. One reason is generally our awareness of disease is better. Our investigation modalities are better. So, we are picking up brain tumors. Previously, they were not diagnosed and patients used to just die like that. The second causes of this is that we have a lot of lifestyle changes in our life. We are no longer walking. We don't exercise. We eat all kind of junk food. We don't take care of our health regularly. And that contributes to brain tumors. The third thing is there are certain infections like viral infections, which are known to cause brain tumors, and exposure to certain chemicals or radiation. There was also, in recent times, there has been a discussion because we are using a lot of mobiles and there is a lot of wires which go along the overhead wires, transmission wires, and people thought that there was an association with that. But fortunately, that has been shown that there is no difference whether you are staying away or in near a high tension wire. The incidence doesn't change. So these are the three things which are causing the brain tumor cases to have an upswing in numbers. And the best thing is still that because of upswing, you can diagnose them faster, better, and treat them more completely.
Right. But are all brain tumors cancerous? As in, how do they develop?
See, brain tumors is a very wide spectrum of term. It can consider a small, like we have a mole on our skin sometimes, which right. We have for so many years. So like that, brain also has some tumors, which is like a mole, which grows very slowly or not at all. There are certain tumors which are there. And a significant percentage, like 40 to 30% will be cancerous and they can cause problems. The development of all tumors has a genetic basis. We all have a genetic program in our cells. And like the genetic program is written like a software. So sometimes our laptops crash, mobile phones crash. Sometimes the genetic program crashes and that forms the brain tumors. When the checks and balances in the cells, which are supposed to check and regulate things, they become corrupted, then it forms a brain tumor. And this is at the level of DNA that it forms. And once it is formed, then it grows pretty fast. If it's a cancerous lesion and if it's a benign lesion, it grows very slowly. Over to you.
Thanks. Let's come to surgery. Just the thought of having our brains operated upon, you know, it sends shivers down our spine. But do tell us, how does a brain tumor surgery generally take place?
See, we can all have our conceptions and misconceptions.
Sure.
So brain tumor surgery is one of the safest surgeries, depending on which area you are operating. You have all varieties of surgery, from a small hole to a small needle of the size of refill going inside the brain, to a port like a syringe kind of a thing going inside the brain, to open surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the surgeries are very small. They don't really open the whole of the brain. They will be, you form an axis depending on the location of the tumor, and you take out the tumor according to that. So surgery may be conventional surgery, minimally invasive surgeries, or you can also have surgeries which are slightly open and skull-based surgery. Sometimes we even take out brain tumors from the nose through endoscope. So without any cut also, you can undergo a brain tumor surgery operation. So that depends on the nature of tumor, where location it is there. So it can be done. And most of the people, if they are intact, they are conscious, alert, 90 to 95% of the cases, they will be like the same the next day of the surgery. And most of the patients will get discharged into 3 or 4 days time.
Awesome. I'm going to ask you the most obvious question now. Is it safe?
So what happens is, because brain, it is the seat of your being. Means whatever your awareness is there, whatever you are talking, you are understanding, you are moving, it's all controlled from the brain in the end. So brain, when we are operating, we do two kinds of surgery. We will do in an awake state, or we will do in an unconscious state. The awake state surgery is to make, if there is a lesion is or tumor is at a place where all the functions are concentrated, like speech function or hand and leg function. So while we are doing the surgery, we'll in real time talk to the patient, make him move hands and legs, so that we know that we have not caused any damage, or we are not nearing any damage area. So that is one awake craniotomy, and we do the surgery. The second kind of surgeries are that we make the patient under general anesthesias, and we are monitoring the brain functions all the time. We will be putting electrodes on the skin, and we will be monitoring hands and leg functions through the electrodes and through complicated machinery. We also have GPS with 1 millimeter precisions that we will be operating in form of navigation. So navigation, which you are using today, has been used for neurosurgeons for more than 60 years now, to be very precise and to be very safe. So all these technologies make us become very safe. There's always a risk factor, like 1 or 2% risk is always there in all surgeries. But more than 90% people are, as I told you, they are fine post-surgical, and they continue to maintain that.
But then again, are all brain tumors operable? That's also another question that pops in the mind. And if not, then why? Why aren't they operable?
See, most of the tumors are operable. You may not operate and take out all of the tumor, because if it's in very important areas, see, there are a few very important areas inside the brain. One is a brainstem, where all the functions are concentrated. So if you try to take out tumors there and they are in the center, you will cause a lot of collateral damage. So right. There you will just go with a needle and take that tumor out for a biopsy specimen. Okay. Other area is the speech and the motor areas, which control that, and the memory areas. So they are difficult to operate, but most of the tumors are operated. If we cannot operate, or if we think it's a very challenging thing, we will just take a needle across to there and we will take a biopsy of that lesion.
Right. Are there still any non-surgical or non-invasive ways to treat the brain tumor? Could you also help us understand how they work?
See, the thing is, the treatment is getting revolutionized, because advances are in all spheres or realms of medicine which are going on. So what we can have is our radiation, which was 20 years back, has become more concentrated. We don't cause any collateral damage, and we can focus and do a targeted and a stereotactic radiosurgery. That is radiation. It's in form of cyber knife, gamma knives, and various SRS platforms which exist. So one is in the form of radiation. Chemotherapy is also changing. Today only there was an article in which rectal cancers were treated and all the tumors disappeared in those. So we are reaching a state in cancer in next 10 to 20 years where we can reach a level where we can just give medicine like a hypertension and control tumors. So, but it is still a work in progress. The other thing is what has come out now is that we can do a genetic mapping of all these tumors. Whatever piece we take out, we can analyze where all the genetic problems are there and we can target according to the mutation. We can do a targeted chemotherapeutic regimens we can start. We also have an immunotherapy which is going on, which is showing a lot of promising result, but it is still in experimental state.
That's very, very interesting and precise information. Thank you so much, Dr. Sudhir Dubey, for your time.
Thank you, madam.
We've definitely taken an encouraging step in understanding brain tumor. In the next episodes, we will take a deep dive into the treatment options, survival rates, and recovery. Until then, chin up, yaar. That's it for this episode on Health Charcha. If you want to know more about the diseases discussed in this podcast, please initiate a discussion with your physician. This is a public awareness initiative supported by Medtronic. Views expressed are independent views of Dr. Sudhir Dubey, intended for general information and educational purposes only. They do not constitute any medical advice. Please consult your physician for any questions or concerns you may have regarding your condition. The doctor makes no recommendations or endorsements of any products or services. To stay updated on this podcast, follow at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.